I have never seen so many temples. It looks like there's a temple every 100 yards or so.
There are 3 or 4 temples in every village.
Mainly Hindu, right?
That's one thing the Dutch did. Kept the missionaries out.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you about it sometime.
You know, I have the feeling this isn't the same Hinduism that you find in India.
It's not. It's really a conglomerate of ancestral cults. They have deities of fertility, also of fire, water, earth, and sun, of the mountains and the sea, and of gods and devils. They're the backbone of the Balinese religions, which they call Hinduism, but it's not the same. It's too close to the earth, too animistic to be taken as the same Hinduism they practice in India.
So this is Ubud. It reminds me of the 60s.
In what way?
Well, I was thinking more like the early 60s in California, before things got political. Life was really mellow then. Now it's just a memory. Oh, look at that. The Cafe Bali. There's a big sign, but there's no cafe.
You have to follow the path into the rice paddies.
How quaint.
Very.
No walls. Just a high pointed thatched roof. It's nice.
Yes?
Bintang.
What's that?
It's an Indonesian beer. It's good.
Oh, okay. Bintang.
Bintang.
So, Miss Tiffany, I know you're not exactly rich. Why did you send me the plane ticket?
I wanted to see you.
Yeah. Okay. So, now you see me.
Why don't I give you a day to settle in?
Yeah.
Bintang.
Ah. I have never felt so relaxed in my life. I think my bones are turning into rubber.
I know what you mean.
But you're not relaxed, are you?
Jack, couldn't you wait?
No.
Okay. When I first came here, I felt this is as close to paradise as you'll ever get.
And then?
I became involved with Mare, and it truly was heaven.
Yeah, and then?
Look, one thing you have to understand, Jack. The Balinese aren't in constant battle with the darkness the way we are.
Yeah.
Here, there's an acceptance of the fact that the dark and the light exist together.
Yeah, so?
Mare and I love each other.
So you and Mare love each other? What? Did you see something? Something behind me?
You, they have chosen.
What?
They have marked you.
What are you talking about?
You will see. They will come.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You will need me when they come.
What do you want?
I know of them.
Look, just leave me alone.
You will need me when they come.
You see something behind me? Tiffany, what is it? That old woman, who was that?
No one.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, where were we?
You're tired?
Well, it's probably just a little 26-hour jet lag.
You ought to take a nap.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Who was that old woman?
Just an old woman.
Oh. beautiful temple on the side of the mountain. Lush vegetation around it. I'm being taken inside. Through the split gates, through the courtyard. The old man is sitting there.
There are spirits everywhere. Do you see them?
No, but I feel them.
The music calls them forth. That is why we can go into a trance. The spirits are so close. Bali is like an open door, and they come in here like an open corridor. The messages of these spirits, the elementals, you can hear through the music. You can see in the colors, in our dance. Do you understand? It is important you understand. These elementals have families. You open yourself to something negative, such as jealousy, and the whole family will move in and live with you. These elemental energies feed on us as we draw from them. Our offerings are gestures of acknowledgement, and we can coexist. We offer fruit and flowers, all part of nature. The statues are alive. The gods give them life, and we live together.
But how do you live with them?
Balancing is the answer. Otherwise, they are totally out of control. The elementals are in the colors. They are in the music. The music calls them forth, and they are in the music.
But why are you telling me this?
Jack!
Wait.
Jack!
Wait.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
This is Mare's place. I want you to meet him.
It's a nice studio. It's big.
Mare!
Interesting paintings. They're very modern. Not what I expected.
Mare! Hey! Excuse me, he's here somewhere. Unless he's off seeing Nani.
This is the sort of painting you could get lost in. Take days to find your way out.
You'd think so.
Are you Made?
Yes.
Jack Flanders.
Ah, Tiffany said you were coming.
She's looking for you.
Sounds like that. Tiffany!
You have a big place here.
Yes. Did you arrive today?
Yesterday. Or tomorrow.
Have you eaten?
A little, at the Cafe Bali.
How was it?
It was good.
Good.
There you are. Why didn't you answer?
He did.
I didn't hear you.
Here I am.
I was calling all over the place.
Well, look, it's getting late. I think I'm going to go back to my hotel.
Are you staying in Ubud?
Yeah, at the Puri Inda.
Nice place.
Yes, it is.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Good night. What's going on with Tiffany? It sounds like the frogs are starting up out in the rice fields. Off to bed before the mosquitoes find me. Good night, frogs. Sweet froggy dreams.
Mr. Jack.
It's him. He's moving his arm. He's sweeping his arm around and around from the ground up, over his head, and around and back down to the ground, making a circle. The circle is opening the air. It's a doorway. A corridor. What? He wants me to step in. But step into what? Oh, well, why not? Something is drawing me on. I'm going to see what's down there. Oh my God. It's so beautiful. I can't go any further. This is odd. It's a temple, but the gate is closed. If I open myself, the gate is opening. The temple is so old, like some ancient ruin, abandoned, overgrown with vegetation. I feel he wants me to open myself further still. I can feel it, like a living presence. With every breath, it's being drawn into my chest, into my heart. I no longer can move. I'm stone. And yet, I breathe. I'm alive. I'm standing here. Behind the open gate, alongside of the path, people come. They're putting flowers in my hair, offerings at my feet. Time is passing, and still I stand here. It rains. The sun returns. Clouds moving above. The flowers, they bloom, they die. The fruit ripens, falls. Plants grow from seeds and it all goes on. And still, I just stand here. I'm suspended in a sort of dream time. What was important in my life is just, well, it means nothing. I simply am. And what I am is someone standing still. watch. I smile as people make their offerings, pay their respects, pray. The old man comes and bows and smiles. I smile.
Step. Step.
Take a step, but I'm made of stone.
Step. Step.
Step. Can I really take a step? Ah.
Step. Step.
Another.
Mr. J.
Yes?
Please, for you to continue.
Okay.
And remember.
Yes?
Harmony with all parts of ourselves. That is what gets us into heaven.
Right.
Harmonious man knows when to make offerings, when to make the appeasement, and when to fight. Remember.
Huh? Oh. What a dream. Okay, I'm coming. Hello?
Jack?
Tiffany?
I saw them again.
Ooh.
They're real. They really are.
Saw what?
I don't know. There's so many of them.
Tiffany, calm down.
They're moving in.
Moving in?
Inside me.
Tiffany, what are you talking about?
Me.
Listen, Tiffany, Hello? Hello? Tiffany? Her number.
Hello?
What were you just talking about?
What?
You know, you said so many of them moving in.
Huh?
Tiffany, didn't you just call?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go back to sleep. Good night. What did that holy man say? These elementals have families. You open yourself to something negative, and a whole family will move in and live with you. Huh.